This is Tampa Bay Today with Schreiner. Call now, 888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010.
All right, Pat brought up something interesting, a little bit of Florida history that, with a quick internet search, tells me I should have known more about this, but don't.
I should have, too.
it's a thing. And I'm excited about the story that you said it's going to be on Fox 13 tonight.
Yeah, 10 o'clock, they're going to talk about the story you're going to tell us about right now.
A little bit about it. Yeah, so to ask me again what you asked me that started my whole little research. And yes, we will get to the Democratic debate and this weekend's convention, but this is interesting about Florida.
That I-4 is supposed to be haunted.
Right. And there's a story. He goes, did you hear that? I'm like, no, I was looking at something else. And he's like, yeah.
And because of all the accidents around Branch Forbes, I thought it was closer to town. But apparently it's not.
It's around Sanford.
Yeah.
It's around Sanford. And, my first thought was, oh, this is going to be like some sort of massacre of Native Americans. And it's going to be, that kind of grave.
I knew a cemetery had to be involved, though.
Yeah, but it's not that.
No.
Swedish colony.
Yeah.
They were the ones that populated the area around Sanford. They originally called it St. Joseph's Colony.
Uh-huh.
And they were the labor, because there was the whole plan at the time after Florida had become a state that they were trying to populate the state with workers. I mean, so much of Florida, I mean, it was obviously rough and ragged and it was wild nature. And so they were responsible for clearing land planting the orange groves in that area. They had some setbacks and devastating fires. Yellow fever broke out. And then their spiritual leader, their religious leader, got yellow fever and died. And then nobody was left in the community for anyone else that died following him to administer last rites and give absolution. So they quickly buried people with no final rites or anything. It was yellow fever. You had to, get away from it. So they're saying that when it became time to build I-4, did things like that stop them? Even though all they found was like an old abandoned farmhouse and family graves? Nope. Went ahead and built the interstate anyway. Of course they did. So now they're saying that because these people were buried without any kind of rights or anything, and it's haunted.
Well, it's right over the St. John's River, apparently only a quarter of a mile of it.
Well, no. See, my first question to Pat was, are you telling me the entire stretch of I-4 is built over a cemetery in a straight line? Because the whole damn thing sucks.
You're right about it. It is the deadliest highway in the United States.
As a matter of fact, they call this part of I-4 the dead zone.
Right.
So it's a legit thing, and Fox 13 is going to do an updated story on it. I guess there's some areas that really get into it, and they create a haunted area. But they call it the infamous Interstate 4 dead zone. I had no idea. I've been over this a bunch.
Yeah, but it brings static on the car radios and cell phones. Won't work in that section.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and it says it's called cold spots or psychic vibrations in this area.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. The workers broke ground on the highway in 1959. They discovered graves and decided to continue construction of the highway on top of them. The day the graves were covered with fill dirt, Hurricane Donna changed course from the Gulf of Mexico and headed northeast across the Sunshine State. Of course it did. The new route ran parallel to the highway's planned route. It would have been a little more convincing if it had actually followed the exact route and went over the exact site of the construction where the graves were. But apparently there have been over 1,500 documented accidents on that stretch of I-4 since 1963. And this article that I'm looking at was published back in August of this year by TripSavvy.com. So yeah, apparently there's all kinds of problems in that area of Sanford. I'll have to ask some friends of mine if they had any issues. They rode their motorcycles over to Sanford and loaded them up on the Amtrak auto train and rode up to Virginia.
Oh, yeah, they said there have been. As when you get right in that area, it automatically, the front wheel pops up, and you do a wheelie the whole way over the bridge.
No. That's just because some of my friends are crazy. All right, so that's tonight on Fox 13. Are you brave enough to drive Florida's dead zone on I-4? Okay, so let's get into our planned topic here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
First off, there are 12 Democrats who made the October cutoff. We've talked about this before, so this is what we're going to see tomorrow night for the next Democratic debate for president. The requirements this month are the same as last month. Candidates had to register at least 2% in 4 early state or national polls and acquire 130,000 unique donors. So those that had already met those requirements for the last debate were already guaranteed a spot for this debate. So there were 10. But then 2 more reached that threshold by the deadline. I wish it was more. There's a couple others. I know she has no shot at being president, but Marianne Williamson, I would have liked to have heard some more from her just because I think she's interesting. I think she's a compassionate person and has her heart in the right place, although I disagree with a lot of her policies. But I liked hearing from her, and she didn't get enough time because, of course, she's not going to be a front runner. And you're on the national stage, you're only talking a limited amount of talk time for everybody. I almost wish they'd make it even, but they don't. And the other one I wanted to hear more from was John Delaney, but he's way too moderate for any Democrat to seriously consider. I'm telling you, he'd get more conservatives to switch away from Trump than anybody else I've seen. My folder on why businesses should hate Elizabeth Warren is growing, getting bigger every day. Pretty soon it'll be thicker than my beard. All right, so the debate is tomorrow night. The new ones that we'll go over the entire list. I'll do it in alphabetical order, but the new ones are going to be Tulsi Gabbard and Tom Steyer. So they were able to get those marks in time. So we've got Joe Biden, the former vice president, Cory Booker, senator from New Jersey, Mayor Pete Buttigieg for the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. I don't think he's qualified at this point to go from mayor of South Bend to president, but, you know, we'll see. Julian Castro is the former secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Tulsi Gabbard, not in the last debate. She was in 1 and 2, missed the cutoff for 3, but she'll be back on 4. She is the representative from Hawaii's 2nd District. By the way, there are more non-English-speaking people in Hawaii than any other state. A little bit of trivia I learned last week from a trivia game I hosted. All right, next one, Kamala Harris, senator from California. Amy Klobuchar, senator from Minnesota. Beto O'Rourke, former representative from Texas's 16th District. Bernie Sanders, senator from Vermont. Tom Steyer, the billionaire business executive and activist, who's already spent a lot of money on anti-Trump campaigns. He has spent a lot of money on that. Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, and Andrew Yang, the founder of Venture for America. Now, the ones who failed to qualify: Michael Bennett, Steve Bullock, John Delaney, Wayne Messam, Tim Ryan, Joe Stesic, and Marianne Williamson. So the host of the debate, are CNN and the New York Times. This should be a very friendly question and answer session, at least from the moderators to the candidates. Between themselves, you're going to see those breakdowns. I still think you'll see Biden, Sanders, and Warren working together. They have their alliance. They're going to outlast a lot of the others. Then they'll break down and go after each other's throats. That's just the way I see it happening. The others will go back and forth with maybe the occasional attacks. The one they should be worried about, as evidenced by my own folder, is Warren. Elizabeth Warren, I think, is the biggest threat to all the other candidates, including Sanders and Biden. I think she is the real front runner at this point. And you want to know who's concerned about her winning the election? Anyone involved in business, especially big business. You'd think somebody like Mark Zuckerberg, who's very left politically, and yet he is afraid of Warren becoming the party's candidate because she wants to break up Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Google. She says they're too big. They're not too big to break up. So that's why businesses are afraid, in a nutshell, of Warren, because she's going to come after them. At least she says she is. But CNN and the New York Times are going to host the event. It'll be one night instead of 2, even though they went back from 10 up to 12 candidates. I think it might be more interesting, Pat, if they did two-hour events, six candidates per stage. But I, you know,
like over two nights.
Yeah,
yeah.
Give it more time.
Yes.
Or an hour and a half for 2 hours over two nights.
Yeah,
they have that eats into their programming, and they have too much money to make on other programming elements. I don't know why they do it that way. You know, when you get down to this many candidates, and you don't give some of them enough time to actually speak. I don't know. It's tough. It's our process. Is what we'll get through. So it's one night. It will be, let's see, does it even say if it's going to be 2 to 3 hours? I think it'll be closer to 3 hours is what I'm guessing. And then after this, the debate cast will shrink quite a bit. The DNC announced last month that it's going to be raising the requirements again if they're going to qualify in November for the debate. Like, there's going to be, I think, like 17 debates overall. This is like number four. Next month, they have to hit 3% in four early state or national polls and amassing 165,000 individual donors spread across a certain number percentage of states. So people like Sanders, Warren, Biden, they've probably already surpassed that mark. Cory Booker probably already has as well. Mayor Pete Buttigieg might have as well. I would imagine it would be very easy for him to surpass the individual donor mark. Because just within the homosexual community alone, he would surpass that. It's just me looking at it. Oh, here it is. I was right. Biden, Buttigieg, Harris, Sanders, and Warren have already meet both of the qualifications for November. Those five have. So almost half of tomorrow night's field is already qualified for November. And I nailed it. Biden, Buttigieg, Harris, Sanders, and Warren. I expect Booker to be there any minute too, though. He may have already since this article was printed. This is Tampa Bay Today on Money Talk 1010 AM. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but we'll also get into what happened over the weekend as Democrats gathered at Lake Buena Vista for a convention. And that grassroots community, which is very important to any political campaign, is very determined, very excited about their prospects going into the 2020 election season next year. This is Tampa Bay Today on Money Talk 1010 AM, 103.1 FM in Pinellas County, 92.1 FM in Hillsboro.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.